Welcome to the new regime podcast, the Cleveland Browns podcast, recorded immediately after every single game. Call it new regime because we're ready to start over after every game. Not this year, not this time. Hey, Cleveland, I think you already know this. We have a respectable football team, especially when we're playing at home and especially when Hugh Jackson is not our coach. All right, maybe it was a little cold. Browns pull it out 26-20. They looked good. You could tell Carolina cashing it in. Browns not cashing it in. Difference between a team with heart and a team with none. Let's talk about it. All right, the first thing that I want to talk about, just sort of firing off the cuff, because I think there's a lot of things that you liked about this game. I want to focus on one key position. We're going to zoom in on one position right now, and that's the wide receiver position. You looked at the game. You know, it was fun to watch some of these guys play today. First of all, he didn't make the biggest plays, I wouldn't say, of the entire game, but he made two of the top two plays of the game, and they were the only two plays he made. Breshad Perriman, man, two receptions, 81 yards, had the 66-yarder, and then that other catch at the very end of the game to get them out of the end zone. This guy has made some great, good plays that he wasn't making in Baltimore, and I love this guy's opportunity that he's getting with Cleveland. You want to maybe see him get another opportunity as we move forward and in the next year, because he does have the talent. He was drafted in the first round. He no longer has that pressure to live up to that first round talent. So if he's our third or fourth receiver on this team, that's an excellent third or fourth receiver on this team. Next, obviously, Jarvis Landry had the play of the game, had a couple plays of the game, really. My favorite play of this particular game was his TD catch of 51 yards. Great catch, great throw, incredible concentration on that catch. Obviously, you love the touchdown run he had, and on the same play call, that extra long run he had to really change field position, really turn the game on its head, bring the Browns, you know, into that great field position where they eventually scored. So Jarvis had a phenomenal game today, and they were extraordinarily creative with him. Give it up for Freddie Kitchens, man. Is there a Browns fan who doesn't love Kitchens right now? Especially after seeing how inept our offense has been for so long. Like, Kitchens deserves a head coaching job. Forget about an offensive coordinator job. This is the guy, man. I don't know who's getting interviewed for the head coaching job, but he should be one of them. This offense is so insanely fun to watch, right? Even though we're 5-7-1, and how excited is Cleveland to watch this team play? We're 4-2-1 at home. That's pretty impressive too. Carolina, 6-7 now. They're 1-6 away. They just look, I don't know, man. They just don't look like a good football team to me. You could tell they lost four straight just watching them play in this game. Why did the Browns look like a more motivated team and the Browns are farther away from the playoffs than the Panthers? You know, that's just a thing called momentum, probably, but it's also perspective. And you know that Carolina has talent. A guy that I was impressed with today, DJ Moore, guy that I didn't know much about before the game, but you know, I know he's a high pick and made some phenomenal catches today. Curtis Samuel had a nice game for them. And the thing that I had watched him in college a lot when he played for Stanford. Christian McCaffrey is a freak of nature, man. I was super impressed with how quick this dude is. He makes some of the best cuts in football and makes defenses look dumb. You know, a couple times today, he made some cuts that were just like, they reminded you of like Barry Sanders. Just people looking absolutely stupid whiffing on him. So they got a player there, and obviously he just looks like a player who's going to get his yards. He's going to get his catches. But they held him in check overall. Look, you look at his carries. He averaged under 4 yards a carry, though he did have two touchdowns. And he's extra explosive in the pass game. 6 catches, 38 yards, just continually getting catches and yards. But overall, Browns gave up 20 points. And that's with those two turnovers, one of which was in the red zone. Another was pretty close to the red zone. So the defense today really deserves the game ball. I mean, given the offense had some struggles in the beginning, we had a couple fumbles. Do want to talk about Higgins too, while we're on the wide receiver topic. Higgins had a fumble. He had that drop. Also had a really nice catch, but I'm sure if he looks back at this game, it's one that he'd like to do over. Unfortunately, you can't do that. Otherwise, this team looks fun and fantastic to watch, and I'm still excited for the rest of the season. Defense, defense, defense. So you think about the defense, and, you know, I thought that one reversal they had where Miles seemed to knock the ball out of Cam's hands and they reversed it. I was kind of surprised that they reversed it, but I get it. They went by the book, by the explanation. They reviewed it. He still had another sack. He had two tackles for loss, had three quarterback hits. You know, he's just, what I love about Miles Garrett is we can nitpick like I have in the past several podcasts about, like, I want to see him make plays here and there, but he's always making plays. That's what's fun about having a guy who is at the top of the league at his position, is we can get really demanding of him, and it's kind of fun because he's meeting our expectations. Another sack, he's been consistent the whole year. Dude's a Pro Bowler. He's going to be a Pro Bowler probably the majority of his career, and it was fun to watch. Another guy that we're loving to watch, Demarius Randle, right? The interception at the very end obviously sealed the game, but total tackles, 9, 8 solo, 1 pass defended. Dude brings a confidence to the secondary, exactly what they needed. Still one of the better pickups we've had in a long time. And I can't remember what his contract was before the season, but this guy's earning his money. So you love that. Looking at the extra point situation and the special team situation, well, we missed an extra point today. So that almost came back to haunt us. Everybody in the stadium was thinking it in the last few minutes of the game, but overall, defense showed up. Defense was solid all day. And man, do you get excited about a team full of young players getting this kind of experience. You hope that they continue all of this throughout the rest of the season, and then it maintains that momentum into next year. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with the coaching situation, but you love that, or you hope that the majority of these guys are going to be playing together again in 2019. I'm jumping around positionally a little bit, but one thing I also want to say is the run game today. Nick Chubb had 13 carries, which to me is not enough, but he had 66 yards. They won the game. He averaged 5 yards a carry, had the touchdown, had a long of 29. Most of the day, he was slowed down. I think he had a couple long runs. The majority of the day, they kind of shut him down. But still, again, averaged 5 yards a carry. You can't complain about that part. You love most of the game. He ran hard. I thought he was tentative in a few of his carries today. But again, a rookie and running hard, and you know this guy is going to be on this team long-term, probably the main running back on this team for the next, you know, 5 to 7 years. And that's really encouraging. The other thing that I've noticed about him is he hangs on to the ball. I haven't seen him fumble yet. I'm knocking on wood. We don't want to see it moving forward, but he's been great with ball security. That was a concern I had when they moved Hyde earlier this season, because Hyde was very good and consistent with hanging on to the ball. Usually veterans are a little bit safer or more careful with the ball, or at least that's my perception. Maybe that's not true. But, you know, Nick Chubb is kind of picked up, and he's been a more explosive Carlos Hyde. So you love that. Today, Duke Johnson got 2 carries for -6 yards. Didn't really get involved in the offense enough for me. You know, especially when Dontrell Hilliard has 2 catches for 20 yards. I don't know where Duke Johnson was today. I don't know if he just wasn't part of the offensive scheme, and if not, why. And you're going to have to answer that question a whole lot more if you lose. So when you're not putting your playmaker, or that playmaker in particular, on the field, that's a little more concerning, or at least he's not showing up in the stat sheet. You got to look to get him the ball at some point throughout every single game you play with a guy like that. Tight ends, let's talk about them really quickly. Our tight end, Orson Charles, had 1 catch for 9 yards. Not a big deal, but you like his fire, right? He's one of those guys you were surprised he made the team. Right before the season started, you're like, who's Orson Charles? Because we didn't talk about him at all in the preseason. And David Njoku, 3 catches, 35 yards. you know, every game he has one of those plays that I'm like, he probably should have caught that. My friend checked me a little bit today, said, that was a really tough catch if he's going to make it. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. But then occasionally he also has those plays that he makes that are just insanely athletic that most tight ends in the NFL aren't making. And I thought he had one of those today on that 28-yard catch from Baker. So, you know, he's developing, and tight end is that position where it does take a couple years for your players to develop. The other thing that I want to note with these guys is we saw it maybe a couple times today, but it hasn't been as bad this year as it was in years past, where our tight ends were getting completely blown up. I think we've been better this year. You still want to see them grow and get, you know, continue to get better. Because, you know, we mentioned the Duke handoffs where he lost, you know, 6 yards on 2 carries. But overall, I think our tight end blocking has been better this year. All right, quickly, let's talk about the most important position in sports. Quarterback Baker Mayfield. Going to change the name of First Energy Stadium to Bakersfield. You guys remember that scene in Castaway where Tom Hanks finds that piece of plastic that says Bakersfield on it? Okay, maybe not. Well, I do, and we're going to change the name of the stadium to Bakersfield. He went 18 of 22. 18 of 22 for 238 yards. Can you be more efficient than that? I don't know. I don't like that my podcast is influenced by 90s sitcoms, but that just happened. One touchdown, no interceptions, one sack for 6 yards, 126 rating. Look. That's a rookie. That's a rookie quarterback. I don't know, man. I'm such a homer. I'm such a homer, and I know it. And my friends call me out on it regularly. Like, dude, do you really have to talk about him as much as you do? But you know what? I'm looking at the box score today. Let's go over to the Jets in Buffalo. Josh Allen had 206 yards. Sam Darnold had 170 yards. Okay. But Josh Allen was 18 of 36, Sam Darnold 16 of 24, so didn't look too bad for those guys today. But neither of those guys, I will continue to say it, are in Baker Mayfield's league. I don't think either of them are even close. From a leadership perspective, from an accuracy perspective, clearly. And, dude, on that 51-yard touchdown to Landry, it wasn't like he had to put his whole body into it. That was the one criticism that I hated hearing before the draft was, he doesn't really have a Cleveland arm. Dude, he kind of like flicked that ball down the field 51 yards. It's actually farther than that. So he's got plenty of arm. It was cold weather today. You know, I will be interested in seeing him play in the snow when that happens, because I think that would be a really good test and a possible criticism of Baker. So we'll reserve our judgment for that, but I'm loving the guy. I think he's playing beyond his years, right? I mean, you watch this game and if you didn't know Cam Newton and Baker Mayfield, you didn't know how long they were both in the league. Which quarterback would you rather have today? That's a tough call, because Cam Newton is a Super Bowl quarterback. And he is one of the most impressive, like, dudes physically in the NFL. He's probably the biggest dude in the NFL. Most physically impressive guy. But Baker, I'm such a fanboy, right? Baker's my guy. I'd rather have Baker Mayfield right now. And that's saying something about this dude who's in his first year. Incredibly efficient today. And, you know, I'll say this about Cam. You know, you watch his offense, and I thought they were really overall more creative than I thought they'd be. But when you're Cam Newton and you're watching guys like, you know, you're watching guys on other teams in creative offenses, like, what is it about the Panthers that only allowed them to put up 20 points today? What weren't they doing? Because they do have talent on their team, and Cam Newton is a good football player. But you watched this combination on offense, and I felt the whole day Cleveland was a better football team. I sent that text in the middle of the game. I'm like, we're watching this game. Carolina has more wins, but Cleveland is clearly a better football team here. And I think everybody on the field knew it. So to me, that was interesting. The other thing, I'm looking at the box, first half, they both put up 17 points. Second half, Brown scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, right? They won by 6. So they won the game in the fourth quarter. And I love seeing that, man, because that's where all of these games come down to. It's the final crunch time. It's the team that is making the plays at the end of the game to win it. And when was the last time we talked about a Cleveland Browns team that could close out a game? They just don't know how to close out a game. How many times have we said that in the last 3 years? Hats off to Greg Williams, man. This team is playing motivated. You know, you hated the way they lost last week because if they played a smart game, they had a shot at winning that one too. But Greg Williams now, how many wins does he have? In his time as an interim coach, like, you love how he's motivating this team, man. You just got to appreciate the fact that this team is playing to win. He's got 3 wins. You know, he's 3-2. I don't know. This guy's definitely going to get a shot again at a head coaching gig, but he'll for sure be coaching again next year if he wants any jobs as a defensive coordinator. Very exciting for the Cleveland Browns today. I'm still excited to watch him. And again, when was the last time we were in mid-December where we were talking about the Browns and just happy to watch them? This is the team that we were hoping for last year, right? We were hoping, you know, that 1-15 season was the worst, and that last year we would see a team that fights, you know, that's in most games, that loses some tough ones because they have young players. That's the team we were hoping for last year. We got it this year, and it is so much more fun to watch this team. I think Cleveland fans are so starved for wins, for a team that is respectable. We clearly have that. We're not a pushover. And, you know, you like the chances for the rest of the season. We're going to Denver on Sunday night. So Denver on Sunday night, we got the Bengals at home, and then we got at Baltimore. And out of all those games, the game I'm looking forward to the most is that game against the Ravens in Baltimore. Because that's a team that, you know they're in the playoff hunt or going to be in the playoffs. But I would love for that game to mean something to them and for the Browns to go in motivated, right, to beat them. You know, I don't want the Browns to cash it in at the end of the season, you know, because, again, I don't think we're gonna make it numbers-wise in the playoffs. But Baltimore, you know, they definitely have that kind of team that's flirting with the playoffs. Their defense looks really impressive this year. You know, Kansas City ended up pulling out the game today against the Ravens. But impressively, the Ravens played well. Their defense showed up. Chiefs, you know, right now appear to me to be a, you know, deep into the playoffs team. They should be a Super Bowl team just with this offense and how crazy good they are. But I want that game at the end of the season to mean something for this team. So that's what I'm hoping for. I think it will. The Browns are playing great. They're playing with momentum. They're playing with confidence. They've simplified things in certain aspects, and then they've complicated their offense. They're super creative. You don't know where the ball's going. They're scheming guys open. Their culture is solid. So heck yeah, man. Let's keep watching them. We'll talk to you this week. Go Browns.